Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
Do you like saying that all the time? Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
Take two. So we certainly have been talking about the greatest topic ever, and that's relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. That's called salvation, the gospel. And so we have gone through Romans Road. We have gone through the way, using the hand, your hand, to help remember how to share the gospel. But, I shared a little bit about this on Sunday. And I said, this is not some kind of a, legalism or, you must get out there and, let's get scorecards and see how many people we share the gospel with. That's not it at all. That's wrong. The very best way to share the gospel is through love. And that's the motivation. And that motivation actually comes from God the Father. See, his word says, for God so loved the world that he sent his son. So God loves us. And that's what motivated him out of that love to give us the golden opportunity to be able to be with him for all eternity through faith in what his son has done for us on the cross and the resurrection. So we need then to turn around and have that same love for the people around us. And in our, somebody loved you enough and me enough to share the gospel with us and give us that opportunity. And that's why we share. We want, I want to be in heaven with as many people as I can, especially family and friends, those that I've lived with or worked with or been around me. And I don't want to see that people would go to hell. You either pay for your own sins or Jesus pays your sins for you. Jeannie, you want to join in on this conversation? You're sitting across there very quietly.
I'm just seeing where you're going.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the gospel. That's
right.
What our conversation is about. And, the best way to share sometimes isn't even with words, right?
Right. That's what we were talking about. Well, 1 Peter 3:15, New Living says, worship Christ as Lord of your life, and if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. So that's what we've been going through. We've been going through exercises, so to speak, of knowing your verses as far as understanding the gospel yourself, your own testimony, others' testimonies, giving some tools. But without love being the motivation, like you said, then it becomes works. And, there's people who have given a gift of evangelism. And when they speak, it just pours out of them.
Right.
And to strangers or to whoever's in front of them. Majority of us, we don't operate out of that, quote, gift of evangelism, even though we have the calling in our heart to want to share the gospel with anyone and everyone that God puts in our lives. So in our everyday life, we're ready because we understand what salvation means for ourselves.
Yes.
We get to have a better and better understanding of scriptures and maybe how to find it to reference to. But we need love in our heart. And I know that you were sharing about a testimony we heard just 2 days ago.
Dramatic testimony.
A gal who had been in a horrible life, been abused her whole life. And she'd hardened her heart towards, if there was a God, she couldn't fathom that there would be a God because her life was so cruel. Right. And when she heard from a distance about religious people or Christians, she was not interested. Do not even bring it up. And these Christian ladies, especially one that met her and got to start to know her story and get to know her, the Lord spoke to her and told her to witness to this gal without words.
Yeah.
So she did that by being with her, loving on her, being interested in her.
Helping her.
Helping her, yeah. Having empathy for her, you know. And gradually, this girl says herself that the walls started coming down and she had started to experience real love that she'd never had in her whole life. And she wanted to know what was different about this woman and the other women that came yeah. into her life as well.
Yeah.
And it took time, but it was genuine love that got her to a place where she was ready to be vulnerable to ask, I want what you have. And they had opportunity yeah. to share the gospel of what God had done in their life with her. But they didn't start out with evangelism with words.
Yeah.
Their evangelism was
true, their life.
Without words, with quietness and coming alongside of her and showing her love. I think of Mother Teresa. She did that all the time.
Yeah.
She would go to any place she yeah. found herself in, and she would evangelize through her actions and her love and not necessarily with words.
She was asked one time by a reporter, how is it that you can do so many great things? And she responded, oh no, we do not do great things. We do many little things with great love.
Right.
What an answer. Oh my gosh.
That's pretty cool. Jesus said in John 13:35 to his disciples in New Living Translation, your love for one another will prove to the world you are my disciples.
Mm.
So again, he's the one that's telling us, you know, he was working with the Pharisees and Sadducees all the time who knew scripture, had it memorized, but they missed.
They were lost.
Relationship with God. And yeah. they didn't know the love of God or have it experienced it in their own life so that they could turn around and share it as their motivation. Yes. It was a notch in their belt.
You know, right.
I know this. Goodness I've got this memorized. Sakes. So even the tools that we've been sharing the last few times that can help you with maybe get past your fear factor and have more of a base of scripture knowledge, it's not to be used without love. I mean, yeah. And God will bring these things up. Once you store them in your storehouse, he'll yeah. bring those scriptures up. But everything's always motivated out of love. So when you find yourself in relationship with people in everyday life, at work, at school, wherever you're at in your family, who maybe has always not want to heard anything about God, just have your listening ears on and let the Holy Spirit point out to you those times of when to say something, when not to say something, and how to show his love through you to an individual.
And you can wait really on the opportunity
right.
that the Holy Spirit will give you
right.
to be able to say something.
Right.
And but what greater compliment, I think, could there be in the world than for somebody to say or indicate to you what's different about you?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you so different?
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's at that point that you can say, I'm really not different. But I met somebody, and when that person came into my life, everything changed.
Right.
And his name is Jesus.
Right.
Just that simple.
Right.
Don't make it complicated or, you know, struggle over it, but just let it be an act of love prompted by, led by God, and just simply share.
I think that's the key right there, is let it be prompted by God, wherever you find yourself. And in your sermon yesterday, you were talking about Paul finding himself in a court situation, but he always had that expectation of wherever he found himself, whether it was in prison or whether it was in church, whether it yeah. was in a courtroom, the Lord's going to make an opportunity open up for me. And so he was looking for it, anticipating it, and excited about it.
Yes. Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you so much, Lord God, for loving us. And thank you that you are a God of love. And thank you that the Word of God says that you are love. And so, Lord, would you fill us with that love that you have for other people? Would you fill us with that love and that desire to share who you are, that others might be able to come to know you and have their sins forgiven and have everlasting life? Thank you, Father, again for this time. Bless my brothers and sisters. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. And everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.